listen. What rhymes with glisten? Yes, I'm on a mission to get you to listen to me. Follow on Facebook and Twitter. Or give the DAPF a hotline a call at.
Hi, this is. Wow. Welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks number 81. I am Annalise.
I am Neil.
I'm not used to doing the intro.
I think you should do more of intros.
Okay.
More of intros. We're just more random intros. You should just start doing intros. Like, be like, hey.
I'll just walk in a place.
The 6 o'clock
I'm Annalise.
News. Yeah.
How's it going? Yeah.
Welcome to Starbucks. Can I have your order, please? And they're like,
I don't work there.
Yeah. Are you doing, sexy loons?
I'm good. Should we cheers? I just opened a new beer and so did you.
The loons cheers. Of pant.
We've been going with beers lately instead of our normal vodka tonics and the whole shake, rattle, drink.
And roll. You're going to have to change that. But you can still shake. Shake. I was shaking a nice bucket. That didn't work very well.
That didn't work as well. That's funny.
Here we are.
Just know that we're probably drinking something and you should too.
Unless you don't want to.
Unless you don't want to.
Want certain people to listen to our shows. I do not want them to drink
of course.
Alcohol. I want them to drink more water.
You should all drink more water.
Everyone should drink more water. Today.
Stay hydrated.
Today, my beverages have contained. No.
Convenience?
No.
No.
My bed have consisted of a triple pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. And a glass of Apple Crown Royal.
Mm-hmm. With two Skull Head ice cubes.
And now a beer. I haven't had any other liquids today.
Or food, for that matter.
Or food. I have not eaten today.
This is going to be a good day. We'll see what happens.
Well, considering our diet has been so crappy for the last 3 weeks, I think I can skip a few food days. Not that that's healthy, but it makes me feel better.
Yeah, we could probably skip a couple meals.
So
I'm
let me drink this
looking
beer.
Forward to getting back on our healthy jam.
Me too. I actually feel much better when I eat healthier. I like eating healthy. I like working out and I feel like crap.
I like pizza more than I like salad, but I like to be healthy.
I blame it all on the puppy.
also, and I've been working like crazy hours.
Yeah, crazy. Like hours that don't even exist. You know, like typically people work like 1 through 12 or some people go 0 through 24 depending how you tell time.
On a Thursday.
But you've made up hours. You've been
I've
in, like,
left the house at 6:30 and I walked in the house at 9 o'clock at night. Was tiring.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you work much longer hours. So
that's not what I was saying.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say nothing.
Okay.
It was actually not related to work hours. Okay. Just wanted to say thank you to everybody for listening.
DarkAngelsPrettyFreaks.com.
And also, if
so you, for you to do that.
Thank you. We have some newer listeners. Not that they're new. They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
But they're listening to us. If you want some free Dark Angels and Pretty Freak stuff, DM us or email us or go to the website and contact us and we'll send you some crap.
You could leave us a voicemail.
We used to call it the Christmas card, but they're actually just stickers and koozies. So there.
Well, this year it's getting close to Christmas. Are we going to do new Christmas cards this year?
We are going to do Christmas cards this year. Yeah. Well, last year's Christmas card had 7.
Yes.
He's not going to be on this year's Christmas card because he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, just like grandma's not going to be on this year's Christmas card either. Because she's dead. Only difference is I liked 7 a whole lot better.
Bye, grandma.
Yeah.
Guts to go.
Suck it, grandma.
Grandma's guts to go.
hopefully grandma's not where 0 is, because or 0. Where 7 is, because then 7 would be miserable.
No.
Yes. Also, quickly, like you said, DarkAngelsAndPrettyFreaks.com. You can check out our Instagram and pictures of us.
Mm-hmm. Pinterest.
We don't get anything for you going there.
We also have a YouTube channel.
We just think it's fun to have our own website, so we like to talk about it. Yeah. Oh, we also have our own app.
Which is also
which
a lot of
fun. Which we don't get anything from either. We just pay for no reason whatsoever. Apparently because there's like 4
like
people
it.
That listen.
Well, there's a few. Yeah.
There's a few, but still. If you want to download a Dark Angels, a pretty free app. Pretty free app. Pretty Freaks free app.
Yeah, there you go.
Help yourself. Because
and you're going to add some new stuff to it. So that's cool too.
I say that, but am I really going to?
Someday he will. It'll someday happen. And then you'll just get a really nice surprise. And then we'll find out who actually has the app.
Right. I'm going to be like, hey, free pizza. People
also
will be like,
that.
Yeah. Also wanted to thank pop culture case study. Just recorded an episode with that podcast. I feel weird saying with him because, you know, with anyway, that'll be out sometime late October. And that was a lot of fun. So if you haven't listened to Pop Culture Case Study, I think you should. If you hear a lot of background noise, it's because our puppy is, we gave her a bone to chew on while we record. And she's not screwing around. Also,
she's into it.
We have one of the doors open so the dogs can go in and out freely so they don't poop on the carpet or the hardwood floor or the tile floor. So they just poop outside, pretty much. That's what we're after here.
No poop in the house.
Unless it's us. We poop in the house, but in, you know, a porcelain bucket of water.
Okay.
We do, right? Isn't that what a toilet is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're talking about that, but.
It's where I poop. I pee outside. In the morning.
Sometimes.
I had to take the dogs out and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I have to pee too. I just pee outside with them. She squats, I pee. we're happy. I don't know what the neighbors think about it, but.
Oh, well. What are they doing staring into our yard at 2 o'clock in the morning anyway? Creepy neighbors.
Same thing I do staring into their yard at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, they're probably wondering why all the lights are on outside and I have a flashlight and there's a bunch of ruckus going on. They're like, what the hell's going on? Well, it's good. I want them to check on the house because if we weren't home, you know.
Well, they're going to stop checking on the house if they keep seeing things they don't want to see.
Who says they don't want to see it?
Okay.
Some people would pay good money to see that.
Good money.
I'd lie.
No. What do you consider good money?
4 or 5 cents. Someone tosses me a nickel to see my ding dong. I'm like, ding dong, the witch is dead. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't either.
Also, so we did RCCCC.
CCCC.
But now we're moving on to Jamaica Cast 2016.
I'm going to post the last few pictures that I have just because it's fun. And I've been kind of doling them out instead of all at one time. So it gets lost in the shuffle. So I'm going to post the last few ones that I have from RCCCCCCCs. And then we're going to focus on Jamaica.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to join us in Jamaica for 2016, it's not just podcasters. It can be whoever wants to go. We're going to a resort. It's Couples Resort. It's not a weird swingers thing, but go to couples.com if you want to check it out. If you have any questions.
If that's your jam, that's cool. That's just not what's happening here.
Or want to hear more about it, please DM us or email us. We have a few people going now. Mm-hmm. Also, I've kind of forgotten everyone who's going. I don't keep a list of this crap.
Oh, I think I know.
Kind of forgotten who's going. So if you happen to still listen to our podcast and you are going,
please let us know.
Let us know because we have a couple things like
we want to make sure we include you in things
and the booze
and
cruise. And if people want to be included in that, we want to make sure
booze cruise.
If not, that's totally
we have to make a few reservations. So
and everything, everything's pretty much free. So it's not like we're spending your money.
Right.
You're spending your own sons of bitches.
Looking very forward to hanging out with some salty language.
Yeah.
And Jeannie. Jeannie is part salty language, so
and Jeannie.
Well, I just want to make sure that Tony and Jeannie are coming.
They are. I think they are.
I hope that's okay that they I automatically include her in salty language. I know we normally do that. So
yeah, cool. Like salty language and Jeannie. I felt like that's not cool.
Jeannie, how would you like it? You let me know.
So what do you got going on?
That's it. Just transition. Okay.
Yeah, that's my segue.
That's your segue. Okay.
We are not professional podcasters. Nor do we have any desire to be. So my transitions are such as this. Oh, look, shiny thing. What do you have to talk about?
Squirrel.
You want to talk about squirrels?
No, I don't.
Squirrel bait?
No. That was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching Drunk History last night, and they had, I don't remember the girl's name, but they had a girl on the episode, and
She
said she was saying they cut in the morning they cut in on the show, they said squirrel bait. She was saying squirrel bait, and he's like, wait, that's your nickname? And she said, yeah. You know, he's like, well, what did your dad call the other, kids? And he was like, oh, princess.
Princess and cutie. And I was squirrel bait.
Yeah.
And he goes, does that mean you're nuts? And then they just went on with the show.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
And I think he was trying to imply that I'm nuts.
Yeah.
But that's pretty funny.
That is freaking
that's
hilarious.
Hilarious nickname. Anyway.
I want to thank Henno for the intro.
Yes.
We used Henno's intro.
We did.
Or we have the... Henno wrote, produced,
sang,
and played,
performed, recorded.
All of that.
Everything.
The usual intro is mine, but Henno's is better. So every now and then we throw that in there.
Yeah, it's a good one.
As I like to say, suck it. Okay. Henno of Angela's Awesome Podcast.
Gotham Knights.
Moving the Needle. No, not Gotham, Gotham Lights. Lights. Gotham oh, Lights. Shit. Moving Gotham the Lights. Needle podcast. I think he's got six others.
Were you listening to the podcast where they confirmed when graphic novice Nickel was on the Green Up podcast and he confirmed that since no one took over the payments, it's all gone?
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
There's a bunch of things that happened this week with other podcasts and podcasters. You don't want to get me started on that. Start a whole podcast war.
Uh-oh. I don't want a war.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be chill.
Shit's getting real.
Oh, I'm going to be no, so chill. No.
Hi, Zero.
Okay. I would like to talk about the dogs a little bit.
Coffee Cofferson. Zero's coming in to steal Nine's bone.
I know. He's pretty. She has a handle on it, though. Yeah. I don't think she's
going to
give it
up. There's going to be a lot of barking going on here shortly.
But so Nine is doing really good. And we took her out today. And that was really awesome. She had a great time. She did so well. We met tons of people and other dogs.
Nine, for people who just showed up,
yes,
is our Doberman puppy of under 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we took her to Home Depot today.
Yes.
To buy a new faucet.
You had to carry her a little bit. So you spent a little time in the cart. But she did really, really well. Super good. And that was
she met
that
some
was
dogs.
Really cool.
She met some people. Yep. And she got ain't nothing but a whole bitch.
She got it. She took a treat and licked the licked
a giant
stranger.
Vagina.
Stop talking
Why
about her giant vagina.
Why does she have such a big vagina? It's weird, man.
I think it's a puppy thing. I don't know.
I've never seen a dog with such a huge vagina.
Well, I haven't ever noticed it before. Maybe they do, and
you,
I just don't
what
notice.
What do you mean? You noticed her vagina. You even mentioned that it's gigantic.
What I'm saying is I normally don't notice other dogs' vaginas.
And that's the whole point.
The
right?
whole point is that I saw her and I was like, is it normally that big? I don't know.
Yeah, I normally don't notice dogs' undercarriages, but this one, it's like it's a giant
Well, the vet
clitoris.
Doesn't seem
it's
concerned.
A small penis.
Then, okay. Poor girl.
She's got a huge vajayjay. Maybe she'll grow into it. I mean, she's going to be a huge dog. That's so weird. I wonder if her vagina came out full-sized.
Well, no.
That's just that's something's wrong. She
we'll
sleeps
keep
with,
you keep you updated.
She
we'll keep you
literally
updated on
sleeps with one eye open, half open, or half closed, depending on what kind of person you are, and a giant vagina.
Yeah,
it's always staring at you. It's weird. Freaks me out.
It's all tucked away right now. She's good.
That you can't tuck that away. Freaking.
Anyway, also no earlier way. This week we had a. Incident in the bed in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we did. High five. Come on now.
It wasn't with us, unfortunately.
Oh, never mind.
It is unfortunate.
I guess I had that incident by myself.
Not in the middle of the night.
What? Yeah.
Was
no.
I asleep?
I don't know.
Hmm. Well,
it's tough to tell in the dark.
Wow, don't start. Nine threw up in the
vagina
bed.
Vagina did feel bigger than
Stop
normal.
Stop it.
Joking.
God, that no. Too far.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Okay, is. Go ahead. So what happened?
Puppy face threw up in the bed in the middle of the night. She threw up on the pillow.
Oh. That's right. Well, it's her pillow now.
It's, yeah. There you go. We have sacrificial pillow.
I don't know why you're bringing
we need
puppy
to get a new
puke.
Pillow.
Okay, I'll wait till you're done drinking your beer.
Well, I thought you were going to talk a while, so I had a
chance
to
drink a beer. Well, you brought
up
a story and then stopped talking. You're like, she threw up on a pillow.
Nine threw up on the bed. I'm just giving everybody the update.
That really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They want to know these things. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. So that's
I got other stuff. That's just my dog update.
All right.
Dog's doing really good, besides the throw up in the bed.
Well, I really don't have anything to say to that. I was not expecting we were gonna go there. Dog threw up on a pillow.
Yep.
DarkAngelsPrettyFreaks.com. Everybody will be here all week.
There's no pictures of that, just so you know. All right, I have some more stories, but what do you got? It's your turn.
I put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
No, tell me a story. You had a story from today.
Oh, yeah. We went to a Target this morning, and I went in by myself because you were outside with the puppy doing puppy things.
Right.
And so I went in to get a beverage, and the Starbucks is actually pretty busy, and I was behind this couple in line, and I saw, I was witness to that thing that happens when someone pretends like they're going to pay. But has no intention of paying.
Oh, I get that a lot. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes the person doesn't even bring their purse. Sometimes the person will say, I'm going to buy you a coffee today, and still doesn't bring their purse. So I know exactly what you
I do that all the time, although we share the money, so I'm not sure what the difference is. But
and then what's really funny
I feel bad about it. That
at the cash register, I'm the one who feels like a jerk because they're like, oh, that's, you know, well, two coffees from Starbucks. So they're right. Like, that's $56.50. And I look at you, and then you look at me, and you're like, oh, I didn't bring my purse. But then everyone behind the counter looks at me like, dick, why weren't you going to pay anyway? I'm like, equal rights, bitches. And cough it up.
So there was, a guy and a girl, and they were ordered coffees. And I think he just got a regular coffee and she got some sort of Americano, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is I think that she got something more expensive. And then as he was like getting his wallet out to pay and she was standing behind him, she's like, oh, I'll get it. And she like, you know, touched her purse and she tried, no, you like paid for dinner. I'll get it. He's like, oh, no. And then she's like, oh, no.
So this was the morning.
Yes, this was the morning after.
Nice.
And she kind of did a thing like she was going to squeeze in there behind him and she had her hand on her purse. But all of that happened like about 3 seconds after he had already got out his wallet.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean? So it was like, I don't know if it was intentionally too late, but it definitely looked like, because she was paying attention the whole time because she ordered her drink and then he ordered his drink and then he went to pay for it. And then it was like, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. Oh, no, I'll pay for it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, well. I don't know. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
That's okay, because I know that I always like say that I'm going to pay for something and then I don't even bring my purse.
That's not what I meant. I was going to say that I would imagine that he probably had a much better time that evening than she did. So the least he could do is buy her a damn dinner and a coffee. Not because he's a he, but because most he's are morons. So I'm saying, you know, she should... She did him a favor, I'm sure. You
know. I just thought it was funny because I don't know that it was a calculated like, oh, I'm going to offer too late, but it was a definitely offered too late offer to pay.
Have you ever been on a date or anything like that where like the person, like they offered to pay and you could tell they really didn't want to, or they just didn't offer to pay and you thought they should?
Right.
I'm asking. What? That's not the answer.
I don't think so. I think that I don't remember which friend it was, but I was out with a friend once who I think had like, I remember, who like invited me to do something and then think that I got like sent up to the bar or something to like get stuff and then I ended up paying for everything and there was no like offer to reimburse me for said beverages or anything. But
that happens every now and then.
No, I know, but the offer would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough though. If you're out drinking with friends, it's like, I'm going up to the bar.
No, and normally like, and that's fine. And like, I don't mind that. Like, you know, our friends. And so like that would never, that's totally fine. But I just remember, and I'm trying to remember, I think it was like not that great of a friend and I wasn't sure I really wanted to go. And so like, I'm like,
but that's different. I think than
that,
a
that
date.
That's no. Yeah, yeah. That I haven't had that happen on a date.
I was on a date. I was much younger. I was working at a beauty store and one of the ladies who was working in the salon part had a client that thought I was cute. So she kind of set us up on a date. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I was like in my early 20s, if not just out of my teens, mm-hmm. which would be early 20s.
Right. Also still early 20s.
Yeah. Mathematically, still correct. And
math is good.
So we went out and she was a very nice person, but she was one of those people, but she herself was very much like, guys don't pay for me. Guys don't open up doors. I can do it all myself. And I was offering and doing these things out of politeness. I'll hold a door open for a dude. If I go out with my friends, it's not weird for me to
when you
be
go
like,
with your guy friends, you buy them drinks.
Yeah. We went out with Nate and Henno. It was like, you know, we picked up lunch because one, it was really cool that Nate drove us around all day. And two, it's kind of nice to be able to treat friends. You know, I don't see Henno that often. He would do the same for me. It was like, absolutely. Yeah. So it's not like, oh, I own you, you know, but instead of saying like, oh no, thank you.
You didn't like take over and order for her and choose what she wanted off the menu?
As you know, no, I don't do that because I can barely order for myself. But it was, you know, we went to a movie and I offered to be, I'm like, oh no, you know, two for that. And as opposed to saying something like, oh no, thank you. That's, I'd rather pay myself or whatever. She came unhinged. Like, why do you think I can't pay? And I'm like, I don't know anything I did that would show that I think you can't pay. I think all I did was show that I would like to pay.
Right.
Came unglued. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. So
were you done at that point already? And you still had to go through the movie?
So went through the movie. And afterwards, she said, why don't we go grab a drink? And mm-hmm. I said, no.
I'm done.
No. I just said no. I said, that's cool, but no. And just left. I'm like, and it wasn't because I couldn't pay, because I was fine with that. But it was just like, just came unglued. She didn't know me that. We didn't know each other. And obviously it was forward on my part to assume that it would be okay for me to pay. Because I didn't ask her, can I pay?
Right, do you mind if I pay?
Yeah, or you know, anything like that. I just said, you know, two for this movie and pulled out my wallet, which I was not
prepared. I, as a girl, would have been okay with that. I would have been like, oh, okay, cool. And then I would have probably done something like, is it cool if I buy the treat since you
I would have
paid for the movie?
And I was fine with her not wanting, because I felt bad. I'm like, wow, obviously I upset this person and I didn't mean to.
She obviously has a thing about
which is totally fine. Right. And I would have been totally cool with her saying like, oh, you know, I'm not cool with that. But she came unglued like, why would you think I couldn't? And I'm like,
obviously has a deep-seated thing about that.
Of course, while we're in the movie, and I can't remember what movie we saw, but the whole time I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to overreact. I want to make sure. But the fact that she said, what makes you think, or why did you think I couldn't pay?
You were worried that you gave some sort of impression
you know, that's even too crazy for me. And I'm a freaking nutbag. So I'm like, I am done. So needless to say, it was a lot of fun when she'd come in to get her hair cut and I was working because I'd be like, hey, how's it going? And she wouldn't talk to me. Oh, wow. And I'm like, I hope you can pay for your haircut. I want to have to pick up the tab for that too.
So I'm not sure.
Get yourself some highlights.
Well, okay. Yeah. So I'm not sure if you listened to the new episode of Diamond Mines or not, but in there they talk about how Diamond Dave went out on a date and butt he stuff. Paid.
Oh, right.
Also butt stuff. That's actually on Blob. Okay. It's a podcast. But
whatever. When I think of Diamond Dave, I think of butt stuff.
Right. Fair enough.
I can't help it.
Hashtag that.
Yeah. Diamond Dave, who's a host on Podcast Without Borders as
and
well
also
as
Diamond
Mines.
Right. So they were talking about how he went on a date and he paid and his dad, Triple D. Said, you know, why did you pay? Maybe you guys should have gone Dutch because it was a first date. And he said, no, I'm a gentleman. I want to pay. And then and that was like a question they put out there for people to answer. And I really liked Dev's answer, Big Dev from Snake Oil Comics podcast. He responded with, yes, technically on a first date, official date, I'd like to pay, be a gentleman and pay. But in this whole new thing of online dating, if maybe the first meeting should be just like coffee and you should go Dutch to see if you want to continue.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Like with the whole like modern era of all the ways people meet and get together. And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well,
okay, let me ask you this.
I've never
Do you think it's name. Better? Neither have I, but do you think it's better to...
Not that it's bad. I'm too old.
So, I mean, do you think it's better to like, For the date that you had, for example, do you think it's better to like she freaked out about you paying and she's like, no, I want to pay for myself? Or do you think it's better or worse to when the girl doesn't even offer or like it doesn't come up? Like,
well, let me say this.
She like wants to go to an expensive place and there she has no intention of paying.
I don't think of it as a he or she thing, and I never did.
I always kind of thought that maybe whoever asked the other person out, it's their responsibility to pay.
That's kind of, or to at least offer. I appreciate, and I didn't then, I do now. I appreciate that she was honest enough to actually tell me what her feelings were about what I did. You know, However, because she did that, it changed my feelings about her, which is totally fine. You know, I mean, that's part of who we choose to hang out with. Right. If you're like, oh, I like NASCAR, and somebody looks at you and you're like, you're a freaking idiot for liking NASCAR. You're like, well, I appreciate that you tell me that, but now I don't want to be friends with someone who thinks I'm an idiot. So, I didn't offer because I was a guy and she was a girl. I offered because I wanted to pay to be nice.
Right. But she didn't know you well enough to know that.
Right. I've been out. We've been out when we were dating and you've paid. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really cool. And I didn't take it as you paid because you thought you were a guy and I was a girl. It's just sometimes if I was out with her and I said two for the movie and she would have said like, oh, you know what? I got this. I would have been like, that's freaking awesome. Not because she's a woman, not because I'm a guy, just it's a nice gesture, I think. So
When you go out with friends, you take a turn, you pay. You know, they pay sometimes, you pay sometimes. Yeah. That's just the way it works.
In the grand scheme of things, if you're going out on a date for the first time, whether you meet online or not, regardless of me being a boy or a girl, I would offer to pay because it's just a nice thing to do. Let's say you go out to dinner and the dinner costs you $50. Mm-hmm. And if you split it, obviously, it would be $25 each. For the $25, even if the date doesn't work out, to make he or she feel like, oh, this is cool. The person paid for dinner. And if that makes them feel good, it's worth the $25, even if I never see him again. Mm-hmm. It's not an ownership or I make more money or you're a girl or you're a guy. It's just simply like, this is something that should make someone feel good. And I'd like to do that. So if we go and we grab a coffee, even when I'm with friends, and it's like, oh, dude, I got that. It's to be like, nah, dude, it's totally, you know, and obviously I do it because I have the money. Not me. I'm not trying to say like because I'm rich. But if I have the $2.50 that day to buy a coffee for somebody, obviously not going to Starbucks, then we'd be $56.50. That's why I think it's cool, because if nothing else, it's kind of like, you know, you're not drawing any rules or you're not. Sometimes with the Dutch thing, it's kind of like, I'm going to pay for me because I don't know about you yet. So you pay for you, which is totally cool. I get that.
Right.
But in my world, and I'm talking to some friends, I realize that maybe I'm way too much of a bleeding heart and way too much, you know, of a whatever. But I think like, so what? So I never see you again. So you end up being, I wasn't upset that I paid for the movie for that girl. I that doesn't bother me at all. Right. I'm glad I did. And I hope there was a little bit that she was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I don't think so, judging by her reaction. But that's the whole point. It's kind of like, this is just a nice thing to do.
Do you think that there's like this unwritten kind of rule, like when you go out with friends, that everyone just kind of pays for themselves? And so like when someone buys you a drink or something like that, then you're like, oh, wow, cool. Thank you. That's awesome.
I think it should be an unwritten rule, because I think it's unfair to think that everybody's in a financial situation where they can pay for other people.
Right. I mean, that's my assumption. My assumption is, and if somebody, we're going out, if you're paying for you and I'm paying for me.
If I buy
with a friend,
unless I'm inviting them, like, let me take you out.
Right.
If I'm buying drinks for everybody, or one person or whoever, I don't ever expect or think they're going to buy their next round.
Right.
I buy a drink for somebody because I want to buy them that drink. Right. And if I buy 15 drinks over the course of an evening for one person and they never buy a drink, I'm fine with that.
Right.
Because I'm not going to offer expecting it reciprocated.
Right. Because you can never assume someone else's.
However, it does happen in reverse, where someone will say, oh, I'm going to the bar. You want me to get you some? And I will say, yeah, sure, I'll get you next time. So they know I'm not expecting them to buy me drinks, or I don't
all night want long. Them to feel.
Yeah. Right. Because that happens sometimes. And sometimes I won't say a word. I'm like, you're offering to buy me a drink. Buy me a goddamn drink. You know? but that's me. And I try. It's kind of funny. I always try to overcompensate. I always want to be the person who buys more drinks, because I don't ever want, which is really funny, because in Portland, I don't think I bought anybody a drink.
I'm not sure I did either.
I mean, I think I bought Dave a drink besides that. But I know people bought me drinks, and
speaking
I feel
of which,
terrible.
Thank you very much, Nickel, for the White Russian.
Yes.
He bought White Russians for the entire group.
He
I can't even
me
imagine.
White Russian, but, and a beer.
Right.
I never reciprocated. But I don't, but that's also one of those friendships that I don't feel like I needed to. It's right. Like eventually it'll be right.
Well, when he comes to visit and shows up with his box of wine on our doorstep, we'll take him out and buy him a couple of drinks.
Well, hoping he shows up with Jen, because if he shows up on his doorstep with just a box of wine, he's going to be here for a while.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so that's my view on that.
That's too funny.
So I'm sure I'm going to hear a bunch of crap.
No, I totally didn't mean to like for it to go down that rabbit hole, but
no,
it was just,
I like it. That's good.
It was interesting. And
we haven't been down a hole in a while since the night the puppy threw up.
No. Okay.
Yeah, she saw us doing it and she was like, She's like, that's a lot of skin and a little penis, buddy. This vagina's not going to fill itself.
Well, don't. No.
Sorry.
Too far. Okay.
You keep saying too far, and it's par for the course.
I know, but...
Stop saying too far.
It's October.
It's a little...
Do you know what that means?
Halloween.
Yeah. But what does that mean for us? You are wearing a
ghost
really
tour.
Cool... Also that. We're right. doing ghost tour in a couple weeks. Not next weekend, but the weekend after that.
Our anniversary. The day we met. First time we had sex. We went out to dinner for the first time.
Count Chocula.
What? Oh, the cereal. Yes. Was it in Target today?
Did
you look?
Well, I didn't look because it took so long at the coffee place that I just came back out. But
apparently my diet's not getting any better anytime soon.
Well, you can just watch me eat it, but we're getting some.
I'd like to watch you eat it. Sorry. I was petting the dog.
So I need some Count Chocula.
Let's get it up
on that.
Yeah.
So we might have to do that tomorrow if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
But that also means that we have to get some sort of milk product.
Well, we use almond milk.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Or you can use your coffee drink and Count Chocula. I bet that would be good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be so
that today.
Good.
Yeah. I'm like, that would be, or to mix a little bit of that and almond milk.
Mocha mix and Count Chocula.
Yeah. We found at Fresh and Easy,
That's this amazing drink.
It's made with almond milk and it's like cold. It's like an iced mocha.
It's a cold brewed coffee/slash mocha
and it's
with
really
almond milk.
Good and it's
and
low
it's
in calories.
A
and
very
it's,
nice brand. It's like organic and all this.
But it would taste awesome with Rice Krispies.
Oh my
Better
God.
With Count Chocula. So oh. that and some almond milk and Count Chocula.
That might be like dinner tomorrow night.
Well, that in itself is terrible. We might as well just eat donuts.
Well, the Count Chocolate is terrible for you, but the mocha mix is actually not that bad.
Well, it's not good for you.
But it's not that bad.
As bad as other things.
It's way less bad.
As we get older, that's how we define our diet. We're like, well, we could get McDonald's or we could have this pizza because pizza isn't as bad as McDonald's. And now I know it depends. Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to talk about this. I got heckled on Periscope.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me because you were making your frying tortillas. Yeah.
I was making tostadas. Yeah. So I don't know if the person who heckled me, I know or don't know. However, it was awesome. I appreciated that it happened.
Does that mean that you've arrived?
That's
that
kind of how
made
I
it?
Felt. That's
kind
of how I
felt. You've been made fun of, therefore
and,
you're legit.
And so if it's, you know, it's going to be funny because it'll be like, you know, Nate will be like, dude, it was me, you dumbass. And I'll be like, oh, sorry, man.
If that was you, let us know.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, no one ever wants to hear anything negative about what they do or who they are because it never feels good. So it wasn't like I was thrilled about that. But I figured if someone took the time to say something derogatory or negative about what I was doing on Periscope, I felt like we freaking made it. I don't know what we made it to because we're not making any money or doing anything. But I'm like, son of a bitch, that's awesome. But then the thing, it got me thinking, and I'm a little confused by it because the person...
Were they heckling about what you were doing or that you were periscoping?
So I was cooking tostadas and the person, and I can't remember because I caught it out of the corner of my eye. So I might be totally wrong. The person might have been like, that's awesome. And I read it wrong. But I thought the person...
But you took it as a dig.
I thought the person wrote like, I wouldn't even feed that to my dogs or that's not food fit for your dogs. Something about that.
Is it because the dogs were in the background?
Well, most of the Periscope was about the dogs.
Okay.
But I did Periscope what I was doing. So I was making tostadas. So here's how I make tostadas. I fry corn tortillas, and then there's lettuce, tomato, a little grated cheddar cheese, and grilled chicken, of which I grill myself. So I'm thinking, of those ingredients put together in any form, you could like crunch the tostadas, however you do it. You could put it in a bowl. You could put it in a whatever you want. And there's not much there that's like, I can understand if I was trying to make like foie gras or something crazy, and, right. or eggplant parmesan. And he looked at it and just looked disgusting. And people were like, dude, I am not going to eat that. But I'm like, so this person doesn't like lettuce, tomatoes, shredded cheese, grilled chicken on a tostada. I'm like, I'm really not making anything. I'm just putting stuff together. I'm like, whatever. But then I also thought, obviously I thought about this a lot.
Right, said
I you know, I wouldn't even feed that to my dogs, or that's not even fit for the dogs. And I'm like, obviously you don't know us very well, because we would never feed that to our dogs.
Right.
If it's not like premium cut filet mignon, the dogs aren't getting, we would never give the dogs.
Grain free high in protein dog food. We're not giving it to them.
We would never give the dogs fried food. And right. I'm like, that. But anyway, I just,
that's hilarious.
It was hurtful because I was like, aw. And, oh, sorry, you hear a nine squeaking.
Zero but, took her bone.
But it was also like, yeah, take the time to listen to what I'm doing. That's awesome. All right. We're going to have to, I'm going to have to.
Do you want me to take care of that? Bone. I'll get it. Because okay. you.
So in the freezer, on the top. The door at the top.
Uh-huh.
There's two frozen bones.
Okay.
Get them both.
Okay.
You'll see. It's a little Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And then just toss them both out. She is upset though.
Yes.
Yeah. So little Nine is upset because Zero stole her bone. I hope that came through because they're like the cutest little squeaks. So we're gonna take this time to do everybody except mine favorite segment, which is, I'm going to see if I can get the sound effects because this is actually what Annalise does. And I don't know what sound effect is it? Is it this one? Hold on. Let's see. Oh yeah. It's time for the Napa weather report. Oh, want to thank everybody. We got more weather reports this week, which is awesome. So if you want to keep sending your weather reports, I love it. If you don't, you don't have to. Well, obviously I don't even know why I say that. Anyway, at recording time, which was, let's see, it's 3:22 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right now on Saturday. We're 36 minutes in, so I guess a little before 3. It was 76 degrees outside with 58% humidity, 74 degrees inside with 55% humidity. Peak winds today at 15 miles an hour. No, that's not it.
That's not
no,
it.
That's not it. It's on the door. That on the door all the way up. Sorry about this. We should probably edit this out, or I should probably be the one who gets the dog treats. 15 miles an hour peak, 11 miles an hour average, 10 miles an hour blowing out of the southeast. And the barometer was at 29.53. And there is your Napa weather report. Oh, that's not. There we go. All right. I don't know. My co-host left. My co-host slash wife slash partner has bailed on me, so I don't know what's going on. Hopefully she'll come back in here and I can take care of it. But probably not. So, so that's my Periscope thing. It was kind of weird. It wasn't bad. I mean, like I said, nobody wants to hear bad stuff. But I was kind of jazzed. And I'm like, yeah, take the time out of your day to rip on me. And then I thought there's so many better things you could have ripped on me about. Because, I don't know, it was just me. So... okay. Where's the other one? There were two in here.
I took it.
Oh, okay. So.
Apparently left it in the air.
All right. That's fine. We'll go.
I'll put this back.
Yeah. Sounds good. Here. Well, now there's plenty for everybody. All right. Sorry about that, everybody. It was a little discombobulated. If you watch the video, it's hilarious because Annalise walks in and out with frozen bones. Literally frozen bones. So let's see. What should we talk about next? Oh. As some of you know, and that's a little insane for me, I am a big time, no, I'm not a big time. I used to be a big time gamer. Now I'm a gamer when I don't have to, but video games, I mean, not board games, although I like to play board games. However, we don't have anyone to play board games with. Video gamer picked up the new Forza 6, which is a racing game, and it's awesome. Just thought I'd throw that out there because I couldn't think of anything else to talk about.
Sorry about that.
That's right.
I didn't mean their bones were in the same place, so I didn't.
Yeah, sorry about it. I meant one of our Ziploc. Anyway, talked about the weather report. Can you hold your iPad? Thank you. Talked about the weather report, and then I was just saying that I bought a video, which is the first video game I've bought in
a long time,
months. This, and I want to play more, but I can't because I'm watching the damn dog. So what I do is I make them super tired, and then bring the puppy in and have her fall asleep. I do a few races.
Right. Does she sleep next to you on the couch?
If you're on Xbox or Xbox One, my gamer tag is NRCX67. Hook me up. No, hook up with me. No. Is that something you can do on Xbox One? Let's hook up.
There's a camera.
There is. Well,
I think you've mentioned before about how you might or may not play naked.
I do. I have. Yeah, my junk is hanging. But I mean, your camera, you've got to have a serious high def 4K TV if you want to see my ding-a-lingy slanging while I'm racing a car. Although it's probably in full erect mode because I really do enjoy racing. Okay. I can hit that X button while I have my fingers on the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Bada bloosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway. What time we at?
What the? Seriously? You're out playing with bones and you get back and you're like, what time we at?
Well, I was
like,
going to talk about work a little bit, but I thought we could also get to our favorite five. So I wasn't really sure.
No, do it. I also have to talk about my off-center belly button. Go ahead.
You have an off-center belly button?
Yeah. I've got a big what ear and an off-center belly button.
I know you have a what ear, but I haven't noticed that your belly button's off-center.
It's not right. Go on.
I was just going to say that I am working a lot. And we've had, like, so at work, we have this golf cart that we've been using that we didn't have before. This is like a new thing, this golf cart. And we are using a used golf cart that actually belongs to like a different area of ranch services, blah, 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 blah.
Why don't you, for the new people, why don't you tell them where you work?
Oh, I work at Skywalker Ranch for Skywalker Sound. And we're doing this new studio, and it's in a different building. It's not in the building that I normally work in. It's not in the building that the other studios are in. So we have to go down the way to this other building. And it's a nice little walk, but it's just far enough that you need to drive or take something if you were like carrying a piece of gear or supplies.
But you need to take your tools.
Right.
Yeah.
And it has electricity and things like that now, but it doesn't have a fridge. And it just recently,
the cart doesn't have a fridge?
The place, the building.
Oh, the new building.
So okay. Like for lunches and like snacks, like even if you want.
You were talking
like,
about the cart. You're like, it's got electricity, but it doesn't have a fridge. I'm like, wait, what are you building, an RV? What is going on?
Yeah, it's deluxe. No, so we like have a cooler, and we bought a cooler from home or whatever, so we could even have like drinks and water.
You didn't bring a cooler; you brought like a glorified lunchbox. I told you to take the cooler.
It's the right size. It's been great.
I have a cooler at work that you can take that has wheels, so you could tie it behind there. It's a huge Gatorade cooler.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. But so yeah, we didn't need anything that big. It's not a 6-pack cooler, but it's like the medium size, the next level up.
It's a twat cooler.
Yeah, maybe a 24-pack cooler, maybe. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't throw stuff at me.
Didn't throw it at you. I threw it with you.
I think. But so I've been doing that. And so I don't think I'd mentioned this on the podcast before, but we basically are having like golf cart wars where like if you don't take, if you don't like take the, I went to lunch, for example, I don't know. So we went back to the building one day and I had
you're
to
like
bring
a little
stuff
kid
back.
Telling
with
a
me.
Story about like the first day of class. You're like, and if you don't, if you, and then there was, and he, and then I, oh.
I wasn't sure how I wanted to phrase it because I was trying to be nicer than I'm nicer. I'm less
what?
Nice
Wait,
about
what?
It.
You're trying to be nicer
I'm
than
I'm trying
nicer?
To be nicer on the podcast than I was nicer than I was about it when it happened. But like, so I went back to the building. You know, like my desk, my office, to check in and have a little bit of lunch.
Not the building you're working on.
Right. Okay. In the building I'm normally stationed in where my zone is. And check my email, have a little lunch, and had to get some supplies. I also restocked the cooler, so I had the cooler with me.
Right.
And I went back out to drive the golf cart back with all these things. And it was gone. The golf cart was gone.
Oh.
And the golf cart at this point, like, you know, on one hand, it's we never had it before. We specifically got it for this project. And so it was gone and I totally just threw like a little hissy fit. I was just like, what the hell? Like, and then, so what happened? okay. So then we figured out that apparently sometimes some other people take it for lunch.
And
just to go to lunch instead of walking to lunch, they take the golf cart to lunch.
Yes.
No.
No.
And so that's what happened. So I have like this, all these things that I have to carry back with me. And no, let's not do that.
What? I'm just making
and
a picture
so
for the video.
I couldn't take all that stuff back with me. And I had to walk back over to the other building. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Stop. Fine. And it was just kind of funny because I showed back up at the other building ready to work and it was like, oh, awesome, cool. Did you bring the stuff? Did you bring the cooler? And I'm just like, no, I didn't. I walked back someone and we don't have any of the stuff. Someone jacked our golf cart. And I sent a nicely worded email about, hey, I'd
nicely
like...
Nicely worded?
Not so nice.
No, honestly.
Passively aggressive.
Oh, okay.
Worded email saying that, you know, hey, it'd be really cool if we had the golf cart to use for work purposes. And no one ever responded to that. So like they didn't want to say, oh, I took the golf cart to lunch. But people told me later that they're like, oh, I saw so-and-so with the golf cart. They just drove it to lunch.
They got ratted out?
Oh, by several people. Like two or three people were like, hey, by the way, so-and-so took it to lunch. But so now I take the key with me.
Oh, that's what I do with mine, but yeah, only so, because kids will steal it.
Yeah, so I take the key out and I do my things and get back in the cart. And so it hasn't actually come up. Nobody's asked me about it because nobody wants to be the guy that says, wanted to take your cart to lunch, but the key wasn't in it.
But they should have.
Right. Anyway, it was just really funny because we're having like golf cart wars.
Well,
I thought it entertains me. I think it's funny. And I also want to say that the Jays at work have been awesome and working really long hours. And Jim and Jason have been awesome. And it's been going really well. And I got a high five from my boss's boss. So
nice.
Apparently it's going really well. Because I actually got from John, who's John is Steve's boss. So my boss's boss's boss.
Oh, wow.
I guess. Is he a boss's boss? I think so.
If he's Steve's boss.
But he came over and he's like.
Because Steve is Jim's boss.
Yeah, right. So he's like, this is awesome. And he held up his hand. He's like, you got to give me a high five. And I'm like, okay, cool. High five. He's like, yeah, this is so great.
You're
I'm
like, you got to give me a raise.
Right.
You're like, or just keep me employed.
Right. One of the two. I'm just happy to be invited. Happy to be on the show.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have a job. So.
Very nice.
Anyway, so that's my work deal.
Yeah. You should take the bigger freaking cooler. Although you guys are almost done over there, right?
Yeah, we're done. So nice. I don't need the cooler anymore.
Well, there you go.
Well, I need it for probably this next week, but then we're done.
Did I tell you that Shark Dropper wants us to be on their show?
You did not.
We'll talk about that after.
Okay.
Just reminded me.
I kind of have to tinkle if you have something else to talk about. But I don't want to leave you in the lurch because we could do our favorite five and I can hold it.
Oh, no. We can. Do you want to hold it? Because it might take long. Why don't you go ahead and go pee-pee and I'll talk. Or I can stop it and we can come back.
If you have something, I'm just going to be real quick.
All right. You be real quick. I will talk about this lovely drawing that I made that will be on the video that it's the puppy and the giant vagina. Oh my gosh. That is like James and the giant peach, nine and the giant vagina. I'm writing a story. Actually, you know what? I'm not writing a story. If anybody else wants to write a story that we could produce as part of like one of our podcasts, we could do like, well, I don't know what they're called, but it's kind of like a radio story where we'll have different parts for everybody. We'll have a bunch of people on. We'll have a script and it'll be Nine and Her Giant Vagina. If anybody writes that and writes it for like more than four parts, we will release it. We will record it and release it as one of our episodes. Oh, a bonus episode for the app. That's it. So if anybody, I would write it, but I'm way too busy and lazy and probably wouldn't come up with a good story. It would probably revolve way too much around me and vagina. That would be good. So if somebody would like to, it doesn't have to be amazing or anything. We will totally record it and it would be awesome. That would be fun. It'd be a great time. So last Saturday was shave day. Actually, today was shave day too, but we were running a little behind, so I could only shave my face. Couldn't shave the rest of this goodness.
Okay.
Besides, I don't know if after our diet for the last 3 weeks, if there's a razor blade big enough to shave this goodness. So last week I was shaving,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking down,
mm-hmm.
not looking for my penis, I was just looking down because I was shaving my tummy, and I realized my belly button is not centered. Now, I know our faces aren't centered and things aren't symmetrical, but you'd think your belly button would be in the middle of your goddamn stomach. Mine is not.
Are you sure it's just slightly, it's not off because of our diet? Maybe it's growing out strangely?
No, I was changing my position to try and get it in the center. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's off center.
I've never noticed that. I'll take a look later.
I'm pretty sure my what ear has pushed it off center.
And by his what ear, he means he has an ear that sticks out.
I have a deformed ear. One of my ears doesn't have that weird cartilage ridge towards the top. It's like somebody pulled my, like a teacher in the oldie days.
It's so slight though that nobody notices until you pointed it out.
But it's awesome. When you notice it, you can't help but look at it all the time.
I never look at it.
Well, that's because I'm usually naked and you're staring at my off-center belly button.
Fair enough.
but it looks like somebody pulled my ear and pulled all the wrinkles out of it and it just stuck sticking out.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no ridges in the ear.
I call it my what ear. I actually like it. I always put my hand behind it and be like, what? What? It's like my little radar dish. So
I've never noticed that.
My belly button is like Tori Spelling's boobs. They're apparently not straight.
They're a little off kilter. Yeah.
So, Tori, if you listen, I'm not sure if you do. Feel your pain. However, I will say this. Still think your boobs probably look better than my belly button. So, good for you.
I doubt that.
I don't know. What would you rather look at? An off-cue?
Well, and plus yours is a natural off-center. Hers is a purchased off-center weirdness.
Well, what? Come on now. That's just mean. Or you get Sharknado up in here. Yeah.
Lots of Sharknado.
All right.
You're talking about Tara Reid right now?
Are they not the same person?
They're not the same person.
Oh. Tori Spelling,
but they both have the same problem.
Is Tori Spelling in any really cool movies?
No.
She was in 90210, right?
Yeah.
Was Tara Reid in 90210?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
What was Tara Reid in? Besides Sharknado. She was in one of those shows.
She was in something.
Scream? Scared?
Was it Scream?
How many people do you think are yelling right now?
Probably. Yeah. I'm sure everyone's yelling at the whatever device we're listening to us on going, what,
or
is
not,
this movie?
Or not. Because I know like Roy from Moving the Needle is like, that dude doesn't know shit about shit when it comes to movies.
I can't remember what Although movie Terry's from. So I don't think you can hold that against me though because she's terrible actress, hasn't been terrible movies.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Slow your roll. Come on now. I love Sharknado. I'm not sure how I feel about the other ones, but I do like the first one. I love bad movies.
We have to get to our favorite five, but I want to talk about one quick thing real quick. I actually made a note of this.
Okay.
So the other night I had to take 9 out to pee in the middle of the night and I had the flashlight and I was looking at the rafters. I was looking at her roof for some reason and there were gigantic spiders. Like the size spiders that they make horror movies out of. They were like
six. That's good though, right? Because they eat the flies and stuff and their flies around here are crazy.
Do you want to stop talking for a second? Because there's nothing good about giant spiders.
Okay.
They were like...
Do you want me to take care of it?
They're like 3 feet by 3 feet. They're huge. They take up... Like one came down...
Are you sure they're not 3 feet?
No, they were... They covered the window. It was huge. I'm surprised you didn't see it.
Are we going to make a movie?
No. Well, yeah, we can make a movie. It's going to have nothing to do with spiders. But we can make any movie you want. Well, it could be called The Spider. It'd be like, here's your spider web... Boom.
But it has nothing to do with
spiders.
It's a spider
hole, you know, whatever. your brown spider web with the white spider. Anyway, so I saw these gigantic spiders and I'm like, something has to be done about this. So I spent 2.5 hours yesterday with the shop vac in the backyard vacuuming all the spider webs. Get rid of these giant spiders. Not the little spiders. I left the little spiders. The spiders that were less than 3 inches in diameter.
So the little spiders don't grow up to be big spiders?
They do, but I'm not
We have some time?
Yeah. It's like war. You don't kill the kids. You wait till they're older and then you kill them.
Okay.
Yeah. They were huge. You would not have been happy. They were gigantic.
I never noticed them.
Oh, yeah. And so I feel better because I didn't actually kill the spiders. I just sucked them into a vacuum.
Do you think that they're still alive in the vacuum bag?
They could very well be.
Do they crawl back out?
Vacuum bed. It's a shop vac, so it's the vacuum
tub. Did you
tub.
Empty the shop vac?
No. What? Are you freaking crazy?
Did you put the shop vac back in the garage?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So they may or may not be dead in the shop vac in the garage.
Yeah, but they can't get out.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Is there like a flap in there that says a one-way flap?
I sealed the whole thing up. It's in a garbage bag.
Okay.
You're going to run out of air soon. Spiders breathe.
You put the, I'm sorry, just to be clear, you put the shop vac in a garbage bag?
Yes.
Is that where you normally keep it or you just keep it there since there's spiders in it?
Because the spiders barely fit in the shop vac because they're 3 feet long.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, okay. You know, have you ever seen a crab?
Okay.
Have you ever seen a crab? Have you ever seen a crab?
Yeah.
These were bigger than a crab.
No. Okay.
Let's get to our favorite food.
What kind of crab?
Party crab.
It's kind of crab. Yeah. What kind of crabs?
Yeah, it's party crab. You know that kind of crab. All right, tell us what the favorite five is.
No, it's your favorite five. I think that you need to tell it.
So it's another ridiculous favorite five?
Yes.
Now I've switched to Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
So you were at Lagunitas IPA, and now you're at Torpedo.
Favorite five, because we're in the back-to-school season and we don't have children, we decided to do a favorite five about children and back-to-school. So it's your favorite five things to buy when you were chilling and went back to school. Because mm-hmm. you know how like, well, for us, perhaps not everybody, but for us, there was the back to school shopping. So mom or dad or both would take you shopping for your school supplies and whatever you needed to buy for back to school. And I had certain things that I very much look forward to buying every year for going back to school. So I thought this would be fun. And I thought it would be fun for those of
people
our friends
who have kids
to see what their kids
yeah.
like to buy. So,
I also want to say that the list is very specific. It's not just clothes, .. It's specific.
Right.
So,
oh no, actually, mine is totally, mine's not specific at all.
You told me it was super specific.
Totally plain. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you want me to go first? You want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. My number five is jean jacket.
Did you get a new jean jacket
from
every
about,
year?
About sixth grade till about my sophomore year in
That's
high
expensive.
School. The most they ever were $45, mm-hmm. which was a lot back then. But it was the one extravagance that my parents, no, that's not true. They got me a lot of stuff. But for back to school, I think it was the one big.
That's the big
purchase.
Item? That's
yeah.
the big ticket item?
But that was my jacket all year long.
Right.
Rain,
no matter,
shine.
No matter what?
Yeah. And the reason it's number five and not higher is because when you bought it, it was new.
Right.
And it sucked balls.
You got to break it in.
But as you broke it in, and I loved the jean jacket. I would still wear a jean jacket.
Did you put patches and things on it?
I
stickers,
left my
buttons?
My jean jacket was clean.
Untouchable. Okay.
Yeah. Which is funny because you'd think I would
be. I used to put buttons and stuff
yeah,
on it.
Nope. You do not. You don't.
And I think they
never rub another man's rhubarb.
Iron-on patch as well.
Yeah, no. No, no.
All right.
So that's my number five.
My
Levi's jean jacket.
Of course.
Yeah. It wasn't one of those knockoffs. And if you were a person that had a knockoff, I'm sorry. But you know you wanted the Levi's. There's no one who chose the knockoff. It was because he had to
I
have
had
it.
An Esprit jean jacket.
Yeah.
For a while. And junior high, I think.
That worked. A lot of the girls actually did. Yeah.
It was it had a different cut.
Yeah,
it
was also acid washed. If I remember
yes,
correctly.
Mine was as well. Mine was acid washed and had a different cut to it than a straight line.
Right now, there's like a bunch of the guys who listen to the show going, I'm not shocked that he knew the Esprit was acid washed. Hey, suck my skirt, bitches.
Okay, so mine isn't, my number five isn't actually an object. It's an activity, but it's something that
Wait,
I
what?
Did. Let me finish.
All right, go on.
I think it stands.
All right, let's hear
so
it.
So I would get a new haircut / hair color every summer before going back to school. And I would actually color my hair myself. But I would obviously have it cut because I couldn't do that. But I'd get a haircut and I would color my hair. I used to color my hair a lot when I was younger in junior high and high school. And I would always do it myself. And I'd always, you know, refresh, get a haircut.
Did you color your
color.
Hair yourself?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure we understand that you did that. Fair enough. Whip it out.
And for some reason, I used to always go red, like a auburn, reddish or whatever. And my hair is really dark, so it just had like a reddish tint to it. But I used to do that. And I'm not sure if I did it every year, but I did it often.
So. And this was, how old were you when you started this regime?
Oh, like 13.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So and I did it through, I think, all the years of high school. So I used to mess with my hair color and haircut and stuff. But I would always, you know, get a fresh do, if you will, before the start of school.
Right. But you didn't color it yourself.
So
my number four is the highlighter. I got one highlighter and I thought it was the best thing ever. Now,
just one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't waste money on school supplies. However, it only lasted maybe a week because I'd leave the cap off it inevitably.
Right.
I'd also highlight.
It was a really awesome highlighter week.
Yeah. I'd highlight my school books, which you weren't supposed to do, but it's the paper that it showed up the best on. And I'm like, oh my God. And I wouldn't highlight stuff I needed to remember. I just highlight stuff. So it like, bam, there's bright neon yellow on the page. But yeah, they were expensive. Mm-hmm. Highlighters were expensive. And I don't remember who made it. I think it was Marks a Lot, but it was in a giant Day Glow yellow capsule. And it just said highlighter. And I'm like, I need a highlighter. My mom's like, why the hell do you need a highlighter? And I'm like, because I need to highlight things. Like, we'll get one. Never really actually highlighted anything. There was never a homework assignment where they're like, write this report, highlight every word that starts with A. Like, well, all right. Never needed a highlighter.
That never happened.
No. No kid actually needs a highlighter.
I disagree.
Well, you not surprised. All right, number four for you.
Colored pencils.
Colored pencils. You got those every year?
I would get them often because I also, especially in high school, I had a lot of art classes. And so
wow.
I used to use a lot of colored pencils. And
what would you color with said pencils?
Well, I usually would do art.
Not your hair.
No. Don't start with me. Don't start with me. God damn it. but I would often use my colored pencils to do other things besides art and that you weren't really supposed to do with them. You know, like I would take notes and stuff with them.
Stab people in the eye.
And no. And so they would wear out a little bit faster. And I wouldn't get like the super nice, expensive colored pencil. I would just kind of get average, you know, regular colored pencils from the store. And there's bugs in here. But yeah, I would like, and I didn't get them every single year. I think got them like every other year, something like that. But
colored pencils.
Yeah.
You're very excited about the
I am.
Pencils.
I'm still excited. Like, I'm still drawn to them. Like, when I see colored pencils, I'm still like, oh, but then I have no reason to get them. So I don't, but I kind of want them. So
my number three only happened a couple years. That's hilarious. Little nine is barking at zero. She's learning her bark. So it sounds more like
she's trying it out. But, usually she gets mad at him if he takes her stuff.
So he took something of hers.
So obviously she's outside barking at him because he probably has all the best things like in a pile or something.
my number three is, I only got it a couple years, but it was something I was super excited about. Mm-hmm. And it was a lunch card. And so what would happen is parents could buy meal cards.
Yeah.
And some of them were like, you know, you buy 20 meals and they'd punch them, or you buy for the whole year. And a couple times my parents,
the year when it was like a laminated card that you just showed and they didn't punch it, right?
My mom would normally buy food that I could take for lunch, but there were a couple years or semesters or something when I was younger that it was just easier. And the cool thing was, because there was always a couple things that, you know, the cafeteria had, like there was pizza day and hot dog day and stuff like that. So I remember that was like when the few times that I got those, I was like, that's the best thing. And every year I was hoping, I'm like, can I get the lunch card this year? Can I lunch? And a couple times it was like, nope, making your own sandwich. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. It always sucked. Because, I mean, obviously my parents had good food, but you go to school with like a mortadella sandwich and everyone else is having pizza. And you were like,
I want pizza. You just want what everybody else has.
Yeah. That's kid in the corner who smelled like pee. pee and baby sweat.
I have a funny story, especially about junior high. My mom used to give me lunch money, and my favorite thing to have only cost about half as much as the money that she gave me. So I started just keeping the rest of the money, and then I started feeling bad about it. And eventually I told her, I was like, so actually my lunch is only $1.50 and you give me $3 and I've been keeping the rest of it. And she's like, is that how you like been buying like the extra clothes
your hair
or whatever,
color?
For example?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's okay. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, no, because I'd rather if there's a day that I can only give you $1.50, I'm only going to give you $1.50 now that I know you only spend $1.50, but.
You shouldn't have said a goddamn word.
I just felt bad. I just felt bad. After like 6 months or a year, I felt kind of bad. I'm like, so here's the thing. and she kind of, in a way, she kind of rewarded my honesty. She was just like,
no really? Parent rewards honesty. Anyway, what's your number three?
Okay.
They use it against you.
Honesty, eventually. Yeah. I did end up not getting the full $3 anymore, but beside the point. So my number three is a combination of an at-home item, but also purchase item. I used to love to cover my books with paper. How you do book covers?
Oh, yeah.
Book covers. Oh. So you can purchase stuff to do like a white piece of paper. What is that dog doing outside?
Barking.
She's crazy.
I know. Found her bark.
But also used to cut up, you know, old grocery bags.
Right.
So I would pick different, I would try to pick different colored paper for different subjects and things like that. So sometimes I would use the recycled grocery bag, but sometimes my mom would buy me like wrapping paper or something like that. So that was actually like a purchase. Like all of my books would be like in one style or of wrapping paper, and my sister's would be style of wrapping paper. And we would wrap all of our books to, you know, keep them nice for school. But so like you could look at the books and know that those were my books or my sister's books. So anyway, so we would, and it was something that we would do, and we would always, and I asked for butcher paper, white, so I could decorate them myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would buy me like a roll or something like that. So it's something that we would go out and do, and then I could do, and then I would we'd have the roll throughout the year. So if it got messed up and I had to replace it, we'd still have some left over and I could use it.
Our school used to provide book covers. They were like just square, you know,
pieces of paper.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny because it like local businesses would advertise on it.
Oh, really?
Which was,
I've never seen that.
Yeah. This was later in school. This was in high school years. And it made sense. It's like, you know, it's kind of cool because then every time your book was like on the kitchen table, it'd be like La Coco's Pizzeria. But we used to take it and flip it inside out.
Right.
So it was white on the, and we'd get in trouble for it. And they'd be like, that's not, and it's like, so is the book supposed to be covered? But, and it wasn't me, but there was somebody in the class who was very, very intelligent for their age. And so the teacher was like, that's not how the books are supposed to be covered. You got to recover the books. And so the kid said, Are these books supposed to be covered, or are we supposed to be selling advertisement? Because I want to know when I go home and tell my parents if I'm supposed to have my books covered, which my books are, or if I'm supposed to support the companies who you want me to support. And no joke, that's almost verbatim what the person said. And the teacher was like, you guys just do what you want then. That was it.
Once you give them like a real argument, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the kid, and it was one of those kids that like, I don't want to say was kind of nerdy, but you would say
a little too smart for his own good.
Yeah. You know, like was way smart, but not really like good on the hygiene, you know, but everybody liked the person. I don't want to say whether it was guy or girl. Everyone liked the person, but it was still, you know, you were socially, but when something like that happened, it
was like the
person or girl,
right?
The person was set for a year because everyone was like, you're in, you're good.
Yeah.
You know,
good job. You outsmarted the teacher.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. I just want to know if my books need to be covered or if, and he said something like, she said something like,
right, if we're advertising,
if we need to sell something you want us to sell. But it was something that was put in a way that the teacher couldn't say.
Right, because they couldn't admit.
Yeah, it was like, so you're telling me I have to promote these products, that it's not about the book being covered, but it's about what's covering the book. And the teacher just lost his mind. My number two.
But you used to cover your books.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you decorate them?
I did. Not much. I very rarely studied. I very rarely read my class books. I was one of those kids who tested really well and didn't like doing homework. Although looking back now, so I got very, really, really good grades growing up all the time. I would get grounded for a month if I got a C. So I had to get A's and B's, which was fine. But my goal was to get A's and B's. It wasn't to learn. And I think to go back, if we had to do it all again, I think my parents would have been more like, we don't care what grades you get, but learn something.
Right.
So I'm not saying I didn't learn, but my goal was to get an A or B. So, you know, so if there was like, oh, this is 50% of your grade, I was like, I'm going to ace that because, you know, the rest, but yeah.
Right. I was the same way. I didn't, I graduated with a B average,
but
didn't ever do any homework. And I didn't, the last like 2 years of high school, I had like three periods of art or something. So I didn't have any, you know, like real school classes.
My buddy Nate graduated 6 months early. You right. graduated mid-semester.
I could have actually graduated a year early, but I decided to, everybody decided that I should stay in school and finish out the year with everybody else.
My last semester.
Even though I had enough credits to graduate when I was a junior.
My last semester, I only needed two solids, which is what we called actual. Classes, you know, so I had a lot of drama and music and stuff like that. But it was fun. I loved high school. I had a great time in high school. I keep saying that.
But
a lot of people are listening like, screw you. You go suck a dick.
Also that.
So what's your number?
Two.
My number two.
Your number two.
My number two is shoes.
Shoes.
I'm still addicted
to shoes. What's funny is clothes and shoes are on my list, but I wasn't sure if it was specific enough. So I took it off. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still addicted to shoes, which is really funny because I hardly buy shoes.
I know.
I don't
and
know
you're
if
wearing
I bought
shoes now that are like, what, 10, 12 years old?
Yeah. But I don't. I need to get back on getting shoes. But I'm going. I had so many shoes.
You've been running through them.
I've been going through them.
Which is, I suppose, good because if they're 10-ish years old, you should probably wear them.
Yeah, but I'm an idiot who spends way too much money like on custom
shoes. Yeah.
I'm
although
that
you
guy.
Can get stuff embroidered from Converse for no extra price, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But so shoes. Anyway, so shoes,
but nothing.
My
specific.
My parents wouldn't spend a lot of money on, like, I couldn't get like Nike and stuff like that. Growing up, just we didn't have the money. And I'm glad we didn't spend the money on that because there was no need for it. Right. But they would buy me like the inexpensive version of the shoes I wanted. So for a long time going to school, I wore a version of cleats to school every day. They were soccer shoes.
How does that work on your feet?
Well, they were soccer shoes and they were rubber soled, but instead of like the 8 or 10 or 12 cleat pattern, They were a 24 cleat pattern. They were sold at Kenny Shoes.
Hmm.
And my parents didn't know any better. So I loved those shoes. If I could still get those shoes, I would still have those shoes. They had like a huge tongue, like the sports shoes and stuff.
That's funny. Okay. So my number two is graph paper. They used to have, I mean, like how you have like a regular spiral of notepaper.
Did you ever play that game with the pencil?
With the pencil.
And the graph paper, and it's like, I'll show you later.
I don't think we played it because I don't remember it. But so, you know, they have the little binders or spiral notebooks of just regular lined paper.
Right.
I used to I usually would just get one because they were like three or to five times the price of a regular notebook. But the graph paper notebook. And I still, to this day, have graph paper notebooks at work because it's obviously more a little important.
Graph paper notebooks here.
Right, because I'm obsessed.
With?
Graph paper. And paper in general.
Stuff. Let's just say stuff. T-shirts, socks, undies, jackets, bags, graph paper, toilet paper, tampons.
What?
Yeah, I knew that would break that little dagger stare you were giving me. So graph paper is your number two?
Yes.
You want to know what my number one is?
Yes, I do.
The Mead binder. The one that looked like...
We called it
the jean binder. It mm-hmm. was the blue fabric binder.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was because that is the one thing I would graffiti
decorate.
And it would have like the rock band names. Uh-huh. And, you know, you had like your girlfriend, like, you know, NC plus.
But then you had to like when that
whoever
dissolved.
TLA.
You had to cross that out.
I didn't cross any of them out. I'm like, you're just next on the list.
Wow.
Welcome to the victims, bitches. Totally joking. But I didn't cross them out. I wasn't a big
girlfriend.
I was someone's girlfriend all the time. No, I wasn't a big like jump around kind of guy. Like I my girlfriends, you know, I took a while to break them in, so I was going to keep them around for a while. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
No, I wasn't a big like jump. No, I wasn't. So it's like, you know, I had like my 5th grade girlfriend, my 6th grade girlfriend, my 7th grade boyfriend, you know, whatever it was. And but yeah, you had to put I always made sure that the TLA fit between Motley Crue and Def Leppard. Because if it was anywhere else on the
What's
binder.
TLA?
True Love Always.
Okay.
What are you talking about? What's TLA? Seriously? You never TLA'd anybody?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You know you did.
Probably.
It was the heart. And then it would be like AL plus. Was something. It? Didn't you have an AL?
Yeah.
So it was AL plus AL.
TLA. No. Well, I went by Lisa in high school. So.
So LL?
Yeah.
Oh. Why'd you do that? You just ruined everything for me. So the meeting.
Although what's funny is I would do AL on my own personal stuff and nobody really knew what it meant.
Yeah, you can call me Al. So that was the number. That was like when I got the new one, it was like,
the Mead. My God.
And I kept the same one throughout the, no binder. Matter how beat up it got, you taped it, duct taped it, electrical taped it, glued it.
Because it had to last the year.
Oh, it had to. Because by the end of the year, it was freaking, it was your baby. That's for someone funny. Like you, there, obviously, who was concerned about how many TLAs there would have been, maybe you needed 4 or 5. For me, no. Wasn't necessary.
No, I did not go that way.
I was a nice kid growing up. So it was like girlfriends I had. It wasn't like I was trying to like scam or anything. So like when we broke up, even like sixth grade, we were still friends. It was cool. Like no one wanted their TLA disappeared. But like it mattered. The time mattered. Can't remember a goddamn name, but it mattered
at the time.
Yeah, I could not draw a heart to save my life, though. I'm good at them now. I was not then.
After years of practice.
Oh, you're funny. Don't you get your hair colored?
Why do you keep making fun of my hair color?
I like your hair color, but only because it hurts me. Because I'm a hair colorist.
Well, feel free to color it.
I will color it white right now. High five. Yeah,
it's already blonde.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. Go on.
So are you ready for my number one?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be kind of funny.
Diaphragm.
Highlighters.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, highlighters.
I used to get probably 3.
Of the yellow?
No, I get colors.
For one what? Yellow. What were you highlighting?
I would try to highlight different things. And
in what?
Not only my binder, but...
Like TLA, so you wanted your hearts in different colors, what you're saying.
I would also use the highlighters to help decorate my books.
You know what I totally forgot, which was awesome, that I never got liquid paper.
Oh, I had that too, yeah.
Although the only time I got it, I painted my nails with it.
God. But I would get, you know, like 2 or 3 colors and highlight my notes.
Your own notes.
My own notes.
So why didn't you just... write down what you highlighted and forget the other.
Because I like to play with the highlighters.
I'm high five on the highlighters. I feel you. I would have taken more notes if I knew that would work.
And the funny thing is I still use a shit ton of highlighters to this day. Like at work, we have highlighters. And so I had a yellow one this past week. And my coworker came in and said, hey, so do you have some highlighters? And I was like, I have 1 or 2 in there. And he's like, yeah, but do you have something besides yellow? Because I need a different color. And I was like, oh yeah, there's a pink one. And he's like, no, I think you only have yellow because I already went through your stuff and I only see the yellow one. That's why I asked you. And I was like, oh shit, I must have left the pink one on my desk because normally I do mine in pink so they know that I'm the one that highlighted it because we have like a little thing going. But wow, you okay?
Oh my God.
Did you burp and drink at the same time?
That was
you
weird. Okay? That hurt. Sorry about that.
Wow. Whew. Anyway, highlighters. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Oh. And I still use them. I still have a thing with highlighters.
That hurt. Chest.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay? I
apologize. Excuse me. All right. Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
We should say that coming up on Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, we're going to have Matt.
From Reasons Are Several.
And we're going to have Tristan.
And archaeologist.
That's coming up in
we have some guests.
October and November.
We have other guests that are in the works, but we need
Anthony
to schedule
Thomas
a day. Yes.
We need to schedule.
Who was just on Salty Language.
Yeah, which is, on I have to talk to him. But one of the reasons we're waiting a little bit is because he was just on. Because
he was just on Salty Language, so we had to shuffle a little bit.
And since, well, the enthusiasts.
Too soon, too soon.
Well, we don't want to oversaturate them. We don't want to take away from enthusiasm.
Right. We want to make sure the enthusiasts.
But we're hoping to have Salty Language back on. Hopefully a couple things. Beardy and the Beast. We have to have Adam on.
Adam Barker from Pod Gods. Yes.
And
we need to do like some sort of epic thing with couple things because there's going to be like 6 of us. And so we need like a whole probably couple of hours to get
through
that.
We'll probably have
something. And I have some ideas for that already. So.
Also, if you are listening, whether you're a podcast or not, would like to be on our show, let us know because we just enjoy it. If you are listening and you want us on your show, let us know because we just enjoy it.
Right. We have some people that we're trying to work out with.
If you want us on your show, be aware that we are not professional and we steamroll over everything. And
we
talk about
also
us a
go
lot.
To bed super early. So if it's super late, we probably can't do it or it's really hard for us to do anything super late.
Yes. That was the least of my worries was the time. It was more that we're
I'm tired. So.
Yes. All right. You want to do the goodbyes?
I sure do. Okay. DarkAngelsAndPrettyFreaks.com. You can follow us there. And we also have the Dark Angels Pretty Freaks app, which is free at the iTunes store. Please feel free to check that out. And we also are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest. Sometimes we Periscope and also get heckled, apparently. We do have a voicemail. It's 774-327-3713. Suck it, people. It's tostada. How can you talk back to that? 774-DAPF. 713 is our voicemail, and we are on some extremely awesome podcast networks. Please check them out. They have really great shows, and they're really supportive, and it's really awesome. Musingsofageek.com, DangerEntertainment.net, WickedRadioNetwork.com, PodDam.com, PodGodsNetwork.com, and TheTangentBoundNetwork.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SparkRadio.us, and also Geek Life Radio. Check us out. Woohoo! DarkAngelsAndPrettyFreaks.com. Peace out. I'm Mari Tech Girl.
I've got dark angels and pretty feet, a pedicure in Saigon. The foot massage is such a treat. My pit is glistening. What rhymes with glisten? Yes, I'm on a mission to get you to listen to me. Stitcher, follow on Facebook and Twitter, or give the DAPF a hotline a call at
774-327-3713. That's 774-327-3713.
And let them know how you like the show, or anything else you want to say, or do.